I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And I know you're not supposed to have favourites, but have you had one over the years of all the drivers you've worked with? Have you had one that you've particularly clicked with?
I think click is exactly the right word. So, you know, particularly when I was race engineering, there were some drivers... I think if you get it right, a race engineer-driver relationship can become very close. You kind of almost understand each other and you trust each other. And the driver gives the feedback that the race engineer needs, and then the driver trusts the race engineer to get on with it. And I had that probably with Bobby Rahal in particular in the States, Mario Andretti as well. Actually, it's those two that probably stand out most of all. Damon Hill and Mika Häkkinen as well. Now I'm kind of not quite as involved in the race engineering as I used to be. But in terms of kind of the drivers I do work with still and kind of emphasise with, I suppose, have friendships with, then probably it'd be Mark and Daniel that I know best. Sebastian gets a hard time in the English press, and it's unfair because he's actually a really good person.
I think he's quite guarded, he's quite private, which is great for him, but sometimes people don't see the real Sebastian Vettel, and actually it's quite endearing when you get to know him.
No, he's a great person. Yeah. He's a great chap. And he's, you know, if the drivers now that have left the team but still come up and chat, then Sebastian is the one that's always popping around to, which is nice.
And what about Pierre Gasly? Because obviously he got a pretty late, unexpected call up in some ways to join the senior team. It hasn't been the easiest start to the season for him. Has he got what it takes? Can he cut it at the top level?
I think he's had an unfortunate start because in Barcelona he had two big accidents, one in the first week of testing and one in the second week. And the second one in particular really put us on our back foot because it actually pretty much cost Max his last day of testing as well, because we just didn't have enough parts to properly rebuild the car. So that kind of, it hurt our preparations for the season a little bit. But then I think psychologically for him, of course, it's quite a blow, because now he's probably driving just a little bit stiff, because he knows that if he crashes again, it's going to be really unpopular. In the race, actually, on Sunday, if you look at his pace, once he was in clear air, then it was very close to Max's. It's just he hasn't got his qualifying sorted yet. So, and the car wasn't easy to drive in Bahrain. It was quite badly affected by the wind. Melbourne, the qualifying is obviously just a mess. So I think it's don't judge yet. Let it all settle down a bit and see. I think he'll get there.
Because it is quite hard for a driver to get into a new car and adapt to that car. I mean, the same can be said for Daniel in the Renault to an extent. It's a very different beast to the Red Bull. So it's a question of a driver adapting, and they should be allowed a bit of time to bed in, shouldn't they?
Yeah, so what you do get is some cars suiting a driver's style better than others. Sebastian, for instance, always, his driving style required a very strong rear end on corner entry. And if the car had that, then he was devastatingly quick. If it didn't, then he actually struggled. He didn't seem to be able to adapt his style that well to a car that didn't have that characteristic. I have worked with Kimi, sorry, but quite some time ago, but you hear Kimi always wanting a strong front end, which is actually, when I think about it, that's correct. So some drivers do have a style that they've developed, which if the car can't deliver that, they struggle with.
And is that how you separate the good from the great? Because everybody always still says that Fernando, I know he's obviously left the grid now, but Fernando was the greatest last year because he was able to get so much out of an underperforming McLaren, and that's the sign of a truly great driver.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think you saw that with Fernando, you saw it with Ayrton. Max is also able to do that. I think it's an extra string that if you can adapt your driving totally, and if you'll pick up whatever is required, that the car requires you to do, then that is amazing. And you see it with other sportsmen. I mean, Valentino Rossi, when Marquez came in with his unique style, then Rossi stood back, looked at it, thought, yeah, this is a new style, I've got to adopt it, and he has.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.